Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving a mug on, dress like a $1 million, buying things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. This one today, I want to share with you. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. And here it is. There is a solution to all of your problems and situations. There is a solution to all of your problems and situations. If you are feeling are you feeling desperate about something and anxious about it? Are you feeling uncertain about anything? Are you at a loss for words? Is your direction unclear? How about that? If you can't find your purpose, that's a good one. That stops a lot of people. If you don't know what your next move is, that's a good one. I don't care what it is. If the relationship you're in is all wrong and you don't know how to get out of it, it doesn't matter. There's a solution to all your problems and situations. And that solution, without trying to sound like I've been knowing this my whole life, because I haven't. That solution to all your problems, that way to make all your dreams come true, the way around a lot of this and to the weakness that you feel at times is prayer. Prayer, a connection with your Creator. Could that be the thing that's missing in your life? I'm just asking, because whenever I get a little bit off track, all I got to do is think just a moment. Steve, have you been praying, man? Have you been connecting with your Creator? I know you're busy, man. I know you're busy. And I know at the end of the day, you're done. And sometimes crawling into bed is all you can manage to do. I've said this. It happened to me last night. Again, I did all of this. But when I look and when I see things not moving, or I don't feel like things are going in the right direction, or I have a sense of being stagnant, all I got to do is retrace it. Because I'm working. There's no doubt about that I'm working. But am I staying connected? Am I using that weapon that's available to all of us? Am I praying? And the answer is usually no. And so I know, okay, man, I'm getting off track here. Because, see, let me tell you something, man. The reason I constantly talk to God is because life constantly changes. People who said they was going to do something for you one day have changed their mind the next. Somebody you thought was going to show up that day, called in late, had an accident, and couldn't make it. That changes the parameters of everything. The meeting you had set up that had to be canceled because somebody was ill, that changes the parameters, the time frame of everything, because it's all connected. So if I don't stay in constant prayer and stay connected to the Creator, when these things happen, I've not put in my bid. I've not talked to him about how to handle it, or I'm just not aware of it and what to do next. And the next thing you know, it becomes a little stagnant. That has happened to me. I got to get back. Because prayer is the solution to all of my problems and situations. I have found that to be the case. Now, the only reason I'm telling it to you is because I know if you anything like me / human being, then there are times that you feel anxious. There's moments of desperation. You have moments of uncertainty. There are times when you feel like you've lost your way, or your direction is unclear, or your purpose is a little blurred. You're not sure anymore, or you don't know what your next move is, or the relationship you in, or the relationships you dabbling in, they're just all wrong for you. Man, there is a solution to all your problems and situations, and it's prayer. If you're suffering from any of the things I just listed or any other thing you could think of, just check your prayer. What has your prayer been lately about it? And this is for everybody. I often find when I get that disconnection, man, my prayer done slipped off. I start feeling a little bit less, so I got to jump back on it. I'm just offering you a solution to it, man. And I'm giving you a solution that works 1,000% for sure. See, I ain't guessing at this one. I'm telling you what has happened in my life, how I did it, and it'll do for you. God is filled with mercy and grace. He knows we all messed up. He knows all of us have done some jacked up things that don't nobody know about. He know all about our past, man. He know all of that. But he is so full of grace and mercy, so full of 55th chances. But you know the thing about your life, though, and the thing I had to come to terms with, and the reason I don't let my past bury me, the reason I don't let my past define me, is because my past, I found out, were just the ingredients needed for me to make this cake I'm eating now. My past is just my ingredients. See, you don't get rid of your past. They ain't going nowhere. They are the ingredients. But when you put them with something else, they look better. They taste better. It is better. All of our past are just the ingredients that have become the cake we eating now. Now, if you don't like the way your cake tastes, then you got to start putting some other ingredients in there. Just because you started off and your cake was messed up don't mean you can't straighten out the flavor of your cake. You got to put some different ingredients in there. So let's say your cake is trifling tasted. It's bitter. Your cake is bitter. Well, you got to dilute the bitterness. You got to put some more goodness in there. So you got to put some goodness ingredients to take away the taste of the bitterness. So you got to put some different ingredients in there. You got to start living your life a little more kindly, a little more thoughtful, a little more sharing, a little more caring. And then after a while, man, those new ingredients combined with that bitter, it starts overshadowing the bitter taste because the bitter taste is further behind you now. See, something that happened to you 12, 15, 30, 25, 16 years ago ain't got to be the flavor that's in your mouth now unless you let it be. It's the ingredients, man. If you're sick of the way your cake tastes, then change your ingredients. Put something else in your cake mix so you can get a better taste. If you don't like the way your life tastes, pray. Prayer changes things. I'm telling you, I've been hearing my mama say it for years. Boy, prayer changes things. Do you hear me? Prayer changes things. Don't, my mama, you say it to me all the time. I say it to my TV audiences when they come see me on the talk show. Before I walk off stage, I tell them these words my mother said. I said, my mother used to always tell me this, and it's bailed me out, and it might do the same thing for you. I say, whenever I get in trouble, I hear her words. She says, son, don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray, and don't be too proud to pray, because prayer changes things. And you better believe something, it 100% show do.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody, may I have your attention, please? Steve Harvey Morning Show is now up and running. We on and cracking, Shirley.
Hey, Steve. Welcome back. How was your day off?
It wasn't a day off, but I appreciate you asking.
It was.
It was a day off from radio, but I had a full run. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, though. I do. I appreciate y'all stepping in, holding the fold down. Appreciate Kevin Hart coming here doing the thing, boy.
So crazy.
He the only dude I let just do the show.
Uh-huh. Us
I don't
too.
Trust nobody else, but I make sure Jay ain't on it when he on it, though. Mm-mm.
That would have been some ignorance
and
right
you know
there.
What? I'm going to... Oh, first of all, hello, caller.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, darling. Junior.
Morning, Unc.
And the fool.
Unc, top, top.
I've got to find a way to control J. Anthony Brown, and I think it's a good time to talk about it on the air.
He's not here.
No, that's
just
my boy.
Starting
what are you doing
to be
wrong?
Too damn much right now.
What do you
and
mean,
I've
Steve?
Got to get his ass under control.
What do you mean, Steve?
What's wrong?
I just got to find a way.
Okay, what is he doing that's particular?
Everything. First of all, we got to find out
you.
A way to do something with this breathing.
Well, you
we
know
have
what?
Got to fix this breathing.
Nasal strip. You know what, Steve? The other night I was watching the State of the Union address, and he does not breathe as much as the president. So I was like, okay, Jay gets a pass because the president was breathing.
Okay, I've been off, but I watched the address off and on.
Uh-huh.
The parts I did get to see,
yeah.
He stuck strictly to the script.
Yeah, he read the prompter.
Yeah, he did.
That's the one thing. They gnawed at him. Mm-hmm. So he played the role.
Yeah, he didn't get off that night. He stayed on script the whole night.
Yeah, I did. I don't. I tell you the four black parents that were up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That broke my heart, man. That brother
yeah,
was crying.
Yeah, they lost their daughters mm-hmm. to violence.
Man, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, man, that brother made me cry because I felt. Man, he was just sitting there, man. He broke my heart. He made me cry, man. I was sitting there because that boy was in some pain. All of them were.
Yeah. But the guy you know with the crutches? Did you see the guy with the crutches on?
I can identify with a man, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. like that because I know he want to do something.
Oh, definitely.
Because mm-hmm. that dude want to do something, man. He couldn't, and that was it. Here's the thing that I do not like about the presidential state of address.
What?
All the bipartisan standing up clapping.
Oh, man.
Partisan.
That,
uh-huh.
Partisan, whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that. He ain't said nothing so damn profound.
I know. Stand up that many damn times. Yeah.
That's what we should have counted. How many times they stood up.
It was 62.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, somebody did. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. That's the most aggravating part about it.
Yeah, that draws the already boring speech out.
80-minute speech.
Yeah.
And he would not, he very rarely turned to the Democratic side.
Okay.
He was playing to the applause. That was it. I don't talk about something.
All right, well, it's Black History Month, Steve, so Junior's here with a little-known Black History fact.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go with something funny. First day of February, Junior is here with little known Black History Facts as he does. You do this every Black History Month.
Every Black History Month.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's always something to learn, Shirley.
Hmm. Thank you.
Carla, there's always something we can grow on.
You're not teaching us nothing.
Yes, I am, because it's important. Tommy, look.
I bet you were.
Grover J. Chaplin.
Grover J. Chaplin.
Who? Y'all don't even know who that is, do you?
No.
See, I want to show y'all something. Colin Kaepernick was not the first one to take a knee.
Okay.
Oh, he was?
Oh, no. No. Grover J. Chaplin, back in 1926 in Black Creek, North Carolina, played for the Chattanooga Black Lookout. Y'all laughing. This is in the Negro League now.
Play for who?
Oh, this is
the
baseball?
Chattanooga Black Lookout.
Okay. Okay.
All I'm saying is this the same team Satchel Paige played for.
Come on.
Oh, this is baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Negro League.
Baseball. Negro League. Baseball. Mm-hmm.
Now, Grover J. Chaplin played third base. They on an 85 game losing streak.
Okay.
Meatball 0-84 as a starting pitcher.
Right.
Found out Satchel Paige, who just better,
oh, yeah.
was not pitching. Played third base on one knee for the rest of his career. Never stood again.
Oh,
that's Grover J. Chaplin.
So he was the first one to take a knee.
Took a knee in the game, though.
Wow.
Nobody even knew it. Satchel Paige went on to win 2,000 baseball games he pitched.
So he went from pitcher to third.
Yeah,
On his one knee.
On one knee, though.
One knee.
Wow.
They found out he wasn't playing. Here's a number y'all don't even know about, too.
Andrew, okay. Can I interrupt you for just one second?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to add a correction to that.
What's that on?
In 1841, the actual person that actually took the first knee, the first black to take a knee, was Meat Hook Zumba.
Why you said that?
Zumba? Who was that?
Meat Hook Zumba.
Who was that?
He was
a slave. He was in the field picking cotton, and he just decided he wasn't picking no damn more, so he took a knee.
See,
that right there.
What was his name again?
Meat Hook Zumba.
And what year was
what
this?
Them hands 18. Look like?
1812.
1812?
That way before.
Way before Grover.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick, all these people you talking about.
Yeah.
Meat Hook. Got tired.
Meat Hook took the first knee.
Went on, took a knee in that field. I ain't picking a damn thing else today. Do what you want to do.
Wow, you had
Benny
Moore Jr. Who knew?
I'm sorry.
Y'all heard? Let me ask you this, Unc. Y'all heard about Gail Lynn McCullough?
Gail Lynn McCullough.
Back in 1972, first person to whoop somebody with a rat tail comb. Let me tell you something.
What?
Let me tell you something.
She had
nothing there. She also the first person that said, "Don't you move."
Yeah.
Don't you? Pop. Went down history. After that, rat tail cones, they sold in sales.
Yeah.
They sold in sales.
I have one to this day.
You have one, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you need to thank Gail. You need to thank Gail Lynn McCullough.
Shout out to Gail Lynn.
The legacy. Yeah, it goes on.
That's right.
People getting popped by rat tail cones to this day.
Right. Yeah.
Still?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Your daughter been popped.
And you can't run.
No, you can't run.
No.
Because she ain't had nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, your daughter been popped with one.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Go home and ask.
That's it.
Wow. Those are little known Black History Facts.
Wow. You done anything, Steve? Did you know that? Because that you didn't say anything.
I Junior Young, so
I
don't want to dispute that one right there.
Okay. Hold on, you know somebody else older than
Well, she wasn't the first one to say, "Don't you move." I don't know who mama ain't used that one. That was a little bit before 1979, Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Illos Veer Harvey said it to me clearly in 1960.
Who was that?
Illos Vera Harvey.
That's his mama.
Your mama.
What'd she say? What happened? What were you doing?
Moving around.
So she just
too
told
damn
you.
Much.
Sit down somewhere. Get somewhere and
don't
sit down.
You move. Move again and see what happened to you.
Ooh.
I was three.
Ooh.
You were three.
Ooh.
God.
Three.
Okay, well then we gotta go further back then.
Oh, I knew how to be still at three. I learned early.
Okay.
Be still with through all my life. I had to be still. Like when it was real hot outside in the room, in my room, I slept in the attic when it was real hot.
Yeah.
Mama, it's hot up here. Be still. See, I've been learning how to be still my whole life. You ever been told when you got real hot, just be still? Now you just feel like you're dying?
Yeah.
Mm.
I didn't know that.
Wow. So y'all dropping knowledge.
I know.
It's always good for first day of Black History.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Junior.
Now, Steve, I did want to ask you, were you finished with your thoughts on the State of the Union from the president?
Yeah, you know, like, I listened to it. Uh-huh. You know, for him, it was an excellent speech. For him.
I told you.
It was his first one.
First one.
And they drilled him to stay the course. Mm-hmm. So what he did was he had a chance, an opportunity to lay out the Republican agenda so we could clearly see it. But you had to be careful, man, because I did not like the immigration way that he was talking about doing it. Because, see, it's not enough for him. Like, he was trying to talk about the Dreamers, right, in a positive way. Mm-hmm. But then he says, was talking about America first and America's kids first. And then he said, because Americans are dreamers too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that right there, man, see, it's that type of talk right there that's scary when you peel the banana back.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to say that America are dreamers too, but what you're trying to do is slight the actual DACA program, which is created for the real dreamers.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, you was born in America. Ain't nobody finna deport you. Ain't nobody finna take your opportunity.
He definitely got the dream.
That right there, man, was so wrong of him. Then to blame illegal immigrants for coming over here and reducing the wage rate of regular hardworking Americans who could get jobs. That's such an untrue thing. The falsehood of trying to make it like illegal immigrants are lowering the wage scale for needy working Americans. It's not true. But who hired them? Y'all rich people. So y'all can have a better and a higher profit margin. That's what's going on. And for him to paint the other picture is dangerous. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, thank you. Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back is coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back, Neff.
The ring.
What?
The ring. It ain't Lord of the Rings. It's just the ring.
It ain't that movie.
It
yeah,
ain't
that
movie.
Scary movie, man.
Here it is. Run it back, Kat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Denise... please?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Denise. My name is Gavin. I'm actually the head jeweler here at Diamond.
No, how you doing?
I'm good. You brought your ring in, what was it, last week? I actually wasn't here, but you gave it to one of my salespersons.
Yes.
And you wanted to get it resized as well as get it appraised, correct?
Yes. And you don't have to tell him I did that. I want to do the appraisal on my own.
Okay. Wow. Okay, listen. I actually did resize the ring, and,
okay.
And first of all, let me be the first to say congratulations. When is your wedding?
Thank you. I'm getting married in September.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I don't know how to tell you this. Now, as far as the appraisal is concerned, I've looked at your ring over and over, and this ring is probably worth maybe $50.
Excuse me?
I've been in this business for over 20 years.
But you know what? I'm confused on what you just said.
And I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that I've been in this business for over 20 years. I've seen so many different pieces of jewelry,
mm-hmm.
and this is something that you buy late night on an infomercial for $19.99. This is a cubic zirconian stone, and the gold is not real at all. It's
Wait. You lost me. You lost me. As much money as my man make, and as much money as my father is putting down on his wedding, or has put down, and you're going to sit
Ma'am,
up here
I understand and... everything you're saying, but Denise, honestly,
No. What I need
you
to do is hold on.
Wait.
I need you to hold on, because we need to call Victor.
Wait, man, honey,
no.
First of all, I can't. Wait.
No, sir.
Wait, what are you trying to do?
Sir, I need you to repeat to what you just said to me. Okay,
ma'am,
that's all I need you to do.
In the middle of personal stuff, ma'am.
You in it? It's personal now, so I need you to hold on, okay?
Oh, she calling her man. Okay, thank.
Hello,
Victor.
Hey,
I need you to listen to this jeweler that's on the phone. I want you to hear this that he just told me.
Wait, hold on. What's the problem?
What you mean, what's the problem? He going to tell you what the problem is. Go on, head on, sir.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, my name is Gavin. I'm from Diamonds, and actually your wife, I mean, well, your fiance, rather, she brought her ring in to actually be resized.
Yeah.
And we also did an appraisal on the ring for her, and actually the ring is estimated to be only in the worth of around
$50. Mm-hmm.
$50.
$50. That's what the man said.
Hold on, Denise. Well, sir, obviously there's some sort of mistake, sir.
Now, what you got to say about that, Victor?
Hold on, wait, hold
$50.
On. $50. That's got to be some kind of mistake. So, what'd you say your name was, sir?
My name is Gavin. I work here at Diamonds. I'm the head jeweler here. I've been here for 20 years. And,
yeah, well, there's no way that that ring is worth $50. I know what I paid for it, so obviously there's some sort of mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, there's not a mistake. I've been dealing with jewelry. I've seen it. I can pretty much look at a ring, but I actually went into detail on this one, as I do all of them. And, sir, I promise you, this is probably maybe between $40 and $50 for its worth is concerned.
No, absolutely not. That's impossible.
How is that impossible? He's the jeweler. You heard him say he's been doing it for 20 years. So how is that impossible? I don't understand that.
Like,
all the money that my daddy putting down on this wedding, and you're going to pay $50
for a ring? You bought a cheap ring, sir.
No. I did not buy a cheap ring.
Victor!
This is obviously some kind of mistake.
You sure got that right. You sure got that right. So what you got to say for yourself? $50?
Denise, you cannot believe that that's right. This is obviously some kind of mistake, sir.
It is a mistake. A mistake in me thinking I'm going to get married to the man of my dream.
I do have the engagement ring that was purchased and bought for your wife.
I don't think you do. I don't think you have my ring, because if you had my ring, you wouldn't be telling me that it's worth $50.
Sir, I have the ring that your wife, that your fiance brought
in. Fiance? I ain't his wife yet.
Hold on. The man's trying to explain. I'm trying to get to the bottom.
Okay, excuse me.
Thank you. So you have, I don't think you have the right ring.
Sir, I have the right ring, and what I'm letting you know, sir, is that this is something you buy on an infomercial in two o'clock in the morning on television.
Dude, you don't.
Infomercial.
How you gonna come to me like that? I ain't buying no damn ring on infomercial. I bought the ring from a reputable establishment. I have the receipt. Hmm. I have the certificate. So obviously the mistake is on your end. Where are
sir,
you
sir, the mistake is not here. Sir, you bought a piece of junk.
He's been doing it all these years. How the hell he gonna make a mistake?
Where the f*** you come off telling me I bought a piece of junk? I know what I bought. If there's any mistake that's been made, it's on your end.
Sir, it's not on my end.
You one thing, Victor. My dad is paying too much money for this wedding. So you doggone pay $50 for a doggone ring. You wait till I tell him this.
Chill. Hold on. First of all, I don't appreciate
you. Sir, I want to tell you this. This is a typical case of you trying to pawn it off on us because
you
bought a piece of junk for $50.
All the money that you doggone make, and I get $50 worth of a ring?
Denise, hold on. Let me talk to you. Where are you calling from?
Get to talking.
Diamonds, I never heard of that. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, your wife knows exactly where it is. She's the one that brought the ring in.
I tell you what, I'm going to come down there to see the ring that you're talking about. If it's not the ring that I gave my girl, I'm going to take $7,600 out of your because that's what I paid for the ring.
So now you want to jump on me because you bought your wife a piece of
come on
and you want to put it on me.
You don't tell me what the I know what the I spent on a ring, and you, I don't know what kind of you trying to pull. First of all, I don't appreciate you coming to my household trying to mess my and you want to come at me with this?
I know the ring better be real. Know that.
If I were you, Miss Denise, I would not marry somebody that's going to be.
I'm coming. I'm looking for your punk.
And you know what? You don't get the ring, it ain't right. Me and you going to go at it.
Can I say one more thing to both of you all?
I tell you what, if it ain't some that I want to hear, me and you going to have some more problems.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all just got pranked by Denise's sister.
That's why she ain't got no man today. Wow.
That's uncool, man.
Wow.
That's uncool, Tommy. You about to start some
Wow. Vic, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I will make
man.
It up
you know,
to you, baby.
You don't
I am sorry.
You play with a black woman's ring?
I got to ask y'all something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Wow. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Wow.
Huh?
Yeah. You need medical attention.
Right up there with the state of the nephew. Right up there with that.
State of stupid.
State of stupid, baby. However y'all want to look at it. There it is. Go to thomasmiles.com. The latest CD is in Walmart across the country. It's called Won't He Do It. Won't He Do It. Won't He Do It. And yes, I did. It is in Walmart. Get yours. It is the church.
I am
How
pranking.
How much you'd have made off them prank tapes, you think, total?
Good God, right now, right here in front of people.
And Kevin said he was going to go to Walmart.
Take a
picture with him buying some of them, you know, and he's got a lot of Instagram followers and stuff, so he was helping Tommy out that way, so that was nice of him.
What's your goal on your prank CD sales? What's your goal? What are you targeting?
I'm about 500,000. Y'all ain't going to boycott me. Come on now, stay with me. I don't do this to me.
Sell 500,000 of them?
I want to make
500. Don't boycott on me, y'all. Don't do that. No, come on now, stay with me. Go to Walmart.
How much you at right now?
I'm probably right at 100.
Dollars?
100,000.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want y'all to be on the pushback now since I said that. I just don't want boycott.
We're happy for you.
Okay, Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this past Tuesday night, all eyes were on two women in President Donald Trump's life. His wife, Melania, and a porn star named, get this, Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, now that's the name you want.
Stormy Daniels, yeah. Since allegations surfaced that Stormy slept with Trump in the months right after the birth of his son, Barron Trump, Melania has avoided him, okay? Mm. Insiders told the New York Times that she's furious with Donald Trump. And last week, they never acknowledged that. I didn't even know this. Did you guys know last week it was their 13th wedding anniversary?
Oh,
no.
Really?
Why? Because they didn't acknowledge it because she's mad at him.
Yeah.
When last time they held hands?
I don't know. Remember she canceled her trip to Davos when he was going over to Switzerland?
I believe it's when Barron was leaving the hospital.
That's the last time. As
when
a baby?
Was a baby? An infant? When he was an infant?
Junior, what's the girl name?
Let me ask you this, but who's making this report? Because
by Stormy,
yeah, who's come up with this? Because she's denied everything.
Yeah, now she's trying to backtrack a little bit on her.
Yeah, well,
story.
She got paid off $130,000.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't never say nothing.
She got paid off, you know. Reportedly, she was on Jimmy Kimmel this week too, and she didn't say a whole lot.
Tried to joke a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the girl? It was Harlem Nights. Her name was what?
Sunshine.
Okay, it turned into sunshine. Now, this one here just turned into a storm.
Stormy. Well, it might be something to it because Melania did come to the State of the Union address alone, and they said that's the first time in history
that a
first lady has not come to the State of the Union address with her husband.
Hey, y'all got 3 more years of first time. Something ain't never happened. Y'all just hold on. Just hold on. It's a lot finna roll through here.
Yeah. We ought to do this exercise. Have you guys ever heard about this? Your porn star name, how you come up with it?
Oh, yes.
It's your first pet's name and the first street that you lived on as a kid. So let's do that real quick.
Okay.
I'll start.
Say it again.
It's your first pet. I think it's the name of your first pet and the street you lived on as a kid. That's your porn star name.
And the first street.
Uh-huh. Your street. So I'll start. Like mine would be Sparky Cornell.
That was your first pet.
That's
was Sparky.
That's a good one,
Sparky
lady.
Cornell.
That's my dog, Sparky. Cornell. In Chicago.
What's yours?
Well, our first dog was Ginger. That ain't for no man.
Oh, no, this your name, man. Go with
it. This your name.
And my street was Green Falls, so I get Ginger Green.
Ginger Green Falls.
That ain't stumble. No,
you ain't gonna get no rentals.
No
rentals.
What's your dog? What's yours?
Kingy Chanel.
Yes!
King is Chanel. How come in there?
Mine isn't sexy. Mine is not sexy. Sheridan's dog's name was Reggie.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And our street was Union. Reggie Union.
I trade you. You take this Ginger. I take that Reggie.
I love Ginger. I'll take it. Come on, Steve. Come on with something.
Primrose.
That's mixed emotion.
My first dog name was Primrose.
Yeah, they're going to look at you a little different, dog.
Wow.
Carla can't win. Carla, you came up with that.
I did.
Sparky.
No, but that was my dog's name.
That's how they come up with that?
Maybe I could be Gigi.
I think that's the formula, Junior, if I'm not mistaken. It's something like that, but that was fun.
Reggie Union.
Sparky Cornell.
Ginger Greenfall.
And?
Green
Draw. Come on, Junior.
Oh, Kingy Chanel.
I like juniors.
Yeah, that's me, right?
Well, my name be Asphalt.
What
take us to Miss Ann, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
And thank you, everybody. I guess mine would be, what, Albany Astro or Astro? Okay, doesn't work out for me. All right, good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news, and here we go. The White House has announced that it's going to be conducting a national security review before Donald Trump decides whether to release a controversial and widely disputed memo that claims that both the FBI and the Justice Department improperly spied on his presidential campaign. And that's even though the president is said to be in favor of releasing the memo anyway. The Justice Department has already said that releasing the memo would be extraordinarily reckless. Those are their words from the Justice Department. And the FBI says it has, quote, grave concerns about the accuracy of the questionable memo. They're saying that a lot of the information in it has been judged up, switched, changed, and kind of made to look more damaging and dastardly than it really is. Meanwhile, the Democrats on Capitol Hill are openly critical of President Trump's decision not to impose earlier agreed upon sanctions on nations buying arms from Russia. Last summer, the Congress voted overwhelmingly for those sanctions to take effect yesterday. However, the Trump administration informed the Congress that simply putting countries on notice about the upcoming sanctions apparently did the trick. And so he scuttled billions of dollars worth of Russian arms sales by just saying that they were worried about it. However, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi questions the numbers that the president came out with, and Senate Democratic leader Charles Schumer is also suspicious.
Why is the president so afraid to sanction Putin, his associates, or other corrupt Russian actors and officials? Why is President Trump giving Putin a free pass when he attacked our democracy? What is he so afraid of?
The White House did give Congress a list of wealthy and powerful Russians who could be sanctioned. They don't know where that list came from. The heads of Amazon, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Berkshire Hathaway Investments have joined forces, get this, to actually create a company that they hope will make healthcare cheaper and easier to acquire. The three execs are going to initially only target their employees, which altogether add up to some 500,000 workers in the U.S. alone. They say the company will focus on technology and that the goal will be not to make money. After that announcement, shares of healthcare-related companies on the stock market fell. According to a report, states are benefiting from legalization of marijuana. The Drug Policy Alliance says it found that pot-related arrests are down, while revenues are up in states where weed is now legal. Also, despite predictions and warnings, the report found no increase in marijuana use by kids under 21 and actually lower rates of opioid-related incidents. Advocates say the report provides strong support for the state efforts to legalize weed. And finally, today is National Hula in the Kula Day. Okay, back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Eugene the Butterfly coming up 20 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on and introduce the butterfly for today. Be
Can
nice.
You please have some okay. sort of What's something.
Wrong? Ladies and gentlemen, Eugene.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla, Jr. Good morning to everyone.
You're so happy today. You're happy flutter, today. Flutter, butterfly.
It's Thursday.
It's that's what I wanted to tell Stephen about. Stephen, have you heard the news? Oh, my God. So he hasn't made a decision yet. But anyway, Kevin Hart is may possibly allow me, Eugene Antoine Ferguson, to go on his 120-city tour. He's got to go out of the country and in the country or somewhere. So I'm so excited. I just want you to put a word in for me about that I'm a very good opener.
I thought he was clear.
Steve, I don't remember the conversation going that way.
I think he was clear, Butterfly.
He already called me.
Okay. Oh, he did? What did he say, Steve?
And you're not going.
he told me that yesterday.
Well, wait a minute. No, I want to believe. Listen, is there a possible way you could put a word in for me that I can go out and do a very good 15 minutes opening up?
Let me ask you something, though. If you do that, how would you feel your obligation here on the show?
Oh, yeah.
When you and Tommy go do something, y'all do it a remote from somewhere else, and they set it up for you all. And
you don't even have a passport.
I don't have a passport as of yet. But you can get one.
Closest you can go is closer you can get out of the country is you're going to have to go just like New Mexico.
That's close.
Yeah.
No, he's not doing New Mexico. That's not going to work.
Oh, that's not on the tour?
At least you'll be there.
But it's not. I want to go and open up for the 126.
You can go to Hawaii.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a state.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hawaii, real nice.
But that'll be just one That ain't that. That's not
well, you got to start somewhere, Butterfly. I mean,
it's
you
paradise.
Know,
so what you're saying, Stephen, is my role here on the show is very important, and you would want to, you want to make sure that I'm here working aside, alongside you. Is that what you're saying?
No, I just said, how would you fulfill your obligation? Because the day you miss is the day you fire.
Steve.
Huh?
You don't can't fire him just because he missed a
You missed yesterday.
Where the hell I'm was? But my missing yesterday wasn't to do to perform a job somewhere else.
You said you did something somewhere else. That's what you said.
All I did was I took off to let my friend Kevin Hart come on and handle the show and promote all his business. I do that oftentimes with him. If you have some business, I let you do the show. But we all know you don't have none.
Well, when I get some business, so you're going to say you're going to take off and let me lead the show?
No.
When
why are you so intent?
Okay, wait. So, we got
to
go right here.
It's when I talk to
we,
you.
We have
you,
to break.
You do that to me.
Calm it down, please. Thank you, Butterfly. coming up at 34 after the hour, we might finish this.
I didn't get to do
this.
My porn name.
Yeah, okay. We have to finish this.
Your porn name is Eugene.
All right, come on. Thank you, Butterfly. Coming up at 34 after the hour, some Super Bowl party menus.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Super Bowl snack favorites can differ depending on where you live in the country. Of course, the Super Bowl is this weekend, this Sunday. And Google has crunched the data to reveal the most uniquely searched Super Bowl recipes in each state. And some may surprise you or give you ideas for your bash this Sunday. Chili is the most popular search in Arkansas, Massachusetts, Michigan.
Chili.
Yeah, chili.
That's the cold place.
Cold place. Right. Minnesota, Missouri, New York, and more. So that's good, chili. But some of the recipes may surprise you. Some of the other state Super Bowl dishes include dill pickle dip with dried beef.
That's Northwest. State?
That's out of Alaska.
What is that?
Yeah,
I know Northwest.
Yeah, you said Northwest.
I knew that.
Yeah.
That's
how,
moose.
How'd you know that?
Because.
Huh? What is it?
It's dill pickle dip. Dill pickle dip with dried beef.
Yeah,
that's Alaska. How did you know that, Junior?
Because I ain't been nowhere. I heard that. But up there. I ain't been Northwest.
Okay.
Montana got to have that.
Yeah. Okay.
That don't sound inviting right there.
You hear that in Birmingham?
Fried rice.
What?
Guess what?
What's the menu to counter that in Birmingham?
Sure. Other than that, hog head cheese.
Summer sauce. Yes.
Fried bologna.
There we go.
Yeah, you don't hear that.
All right, so here's another one. Fried rice.
What? Okay, I don't want to because I'm getting in trouble. So well,
I like fried rice.
That comes out of California.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
That's
we're all
good.
In
you
Cali.
Like that, Steve?
Yeah.
We good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I haven't seen a chicken wing yet. Pork tenderloin.
Oh, it's coming.
Pork tenderloin.
Where is that?
Louisiana, of all places.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah.
What a gumbo.
I don't see gumbo.
Pork tenderloin sliders.
Yes.
Oh, Super Bowl menu, yeah.
What is Steve Holler?
Trying to tell you now.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What'd be on the pork tenderloin slider? How do you get them?
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
French fries.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce, slaw, and French fries. And two little buns on top of poke slider.
Oh, like the
Lord Jesus.
Buns. Yeah.
Good eating, huh?
Okay. This one completely threw me.
You still ain't hitting no wings.
I have not said one wing. Huh. Not
okay.
One wing. Okay, green beans with beef broth. This is going to knock everybody's socks off when you find
Maine.
Out where this is from.
Okay, let me
hold on. Green beans
with beef broth for the Super Bowl party.
That's in that's probably in Boston.
Utah somewhere.
It's in Mississippi.
Yeah. That's what Monica said.
Mississippi.
Always doing some backwoods mess.
What'd you say, Steve?
They always trying to do some backwoods mess. Put some day. Ain't got no money, folks. They gonna put some green beans and some damn beef, bro.
What we got up in the cupboard? Well, just give me the beef, bro.
It's Super Bowl. Get the broth out. Don't use that broth to Super Bowl. We got plenty of broth left over from the holidays.
Pull it out the freezer.
Throw that out.
That one threw me, green beans with beef broth.
That's crazy.
I still have not seen one chicken wing.
I bet you they at my house. I bet you that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because... What did we say the other day? It's like 300 and something.
No, I told you my wife didn't buy 300 wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cooking these wings.
Did you buy every wing at Sam's?
I'm going to actually eat healthy this year.
Oh, what's on your
menu?
What
does that mean, Steve? Like what?
Well,
What's on your menu?
No pizza.
This is the first
no
Super Bowl that I haven't been in the Caymans in 3 years.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right.
And we
yeah.
disagree with it.
Yeah.
We were with you last
year. Yeah, go. We were. For the last 2 years, yeah.
We yeah. It's too late now. We can't get no flight that's going
to
be good.
Actually, going to the Super Bowl this weekend, I'm going to go to Vegas.
That's oh. right. That's right. You and Junior Boy are going to Vegas, right?
Taking Junior with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Get my mind blowed again.
Rat Pack, baby. Tuxes all day. Changing twice a day. Every day a tuxedo. Changing every day.
Every
the
day,
tuxes from the time I wake up till I go to bed.
Mm.
Yeah. Yo.
Okay.
Junior, you got to go to Rhino.
Pimping.
Go to Rhino's.
We don't have time for that time. We have money to What's make Rhino? And a game to watch. What's Do Tommy not understand what our purpose is going to Vegas on?
What is that, though, Tommy? Wait,
what is Rhino? What's
I that? Don't know, but it don't sound like a gambling table.
Wait, hold
no
on,
way in
hold on. Is Rhino's a strip club?
The coldest one on the strip.
What now, let me explain something to you. I can assure you, you ain't finna have my ass on TV.
No, they'll pick you up in the bus and bring you over there.
All right, prank phone call coming up with the nephew.
The Rhino bus.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter, subject, strippers need love.
See? Right there.
What?
Right there is the main reason to get on this bus at Rhino's. See, the Strawberry Letter and tie right into
Where
this.
Where is Tommy. Rhino's again?
On the strip in Las
Tommy.
Vegas. And Steve is going to Vegas.
Him
and
going to no strip
Him and Junior
club,
going
dog.
To Vegas. Boy, they'll send the Rhino bus right there to the hotel and get y'all.
What is your poor ass always getting no buses for? I can't go nowhere, have no damn bus pick me up. I'm on here with people I don't even know and go to some damn strip club. I got a brand.
We
dog,
can get
I got
the
a wife. Dog, I got kids counting on me. My grandkids look up to me. Can't be nowhere in no damn strip club.
They not going to know you in there.
Wow, it's a boy. Wearing disguise.
See, this is these are words from a non-famous person.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. What? What you want me to say?
How the hell they ain't going to know my big lip ass ain't in the strip club?
Okay, we'll just get
How many it. Big lip people with a mustache and bald head and sound like me sitting up at a strip club?
Well, look, I if I make a call, I just get you straight to VIP and don't want nobody really be seeing.
I don't
want
to be in the VIP. Dog, Tommy, can that's I tell you something, man? On the real, Tommy, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I don't like people Either I don't way. Know on me because I got some dollars.
Well, you just shouldn't wear.
If you're going to be on me, I want to know you and feel something for you. And at this stage of my life, Tommy, I done cut that out.
Well, just don't wear your tux if you don't want people on you. You know, it's part of your clothes. You don't wear, just don't, you know.
It
don't.
Ain't my, Tommy, listen to me. It's not my clothes. Forget the shows, Tommy. Take all that out.
Okay.
I'm 61 years old. I'm a grown man. I done figured it out. I am not risking all that I have in love so I can go do something at a strip club.
You're taking this way too serious. I just wanted you to go and have
Your life ain't serious?
Yeah, my life is very serious. But
You got a family, Tommy.
But what happened in Vegas? Stay in Vegas.
What happened in Vegas? That's a damn commercial, fool.
That ain't true.
No.
No, I remember when Pac-Man Jones lost his money down in Vegas. That didn't stay down there.
That ain't stay there. All them shootings at the All-Star game, that don't
that
stay there.
That didn't stay there.
All right, let me run this break, man. This right here is Super Bowl Trip. That's the title of it, Super Bowl Trip. Here you go.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Martina, please.
Oh, she's not in right at the moment. Can I take a message or something I can help you with?
Actually, I'm giving a call to make sure I'm double-checking on confirmation for Mr. and Mrs.
No, man, no. That may be a mistake because she's going by herself. I'm not going, so that just should be Ms. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I tell you what, we have her scheduled. We wanted to make sure we gave the confirmation. And, you know, with a big weekend like this, we're double-checking and making sure everybody's actually coming and getting their grooms because, you know, you're subject to get charged for it. And we definitely have the honeymoon suite waiting on her.
Oh, honeymoon suite? Man, we've been married 17 years. What you talking about, honeymoon suite?
Well, we got you.
You say Mr. and Mrs. What's the name on that?
Miss Martina, is that right?
Yeah, that's my wife, yeah.
All right, and we've got Tony as well.
Who the is Tony? My name is Vernon.
Say what now?
My name is Vernon. Who the hell is Tony?
Sir, wow. This is.
I think y'all got the wrong one. I think y'all got the wrong one, man.
Okay, did you guys make reservations here at the hotel and for the Super Bowl weekend?
My wife is going this weekend to be with her sick auntie. That's what she told me. Now, I don't know nothing about no and those, but you know what? Yeah, keep talking to me. Yeah, okay, player, keep talking to me because this is getting real interesting right here. She's coming to
I have Mr. and Mrs. Martina and Tony are coming. We have the honeymoon suite here for the Super Bowl weekend. Checking in tomorrow and checking out on Monday.
Oh, no. You know what? This is the right here because, see, like I said, she told me she was going to see her sick auntie, and I told her, cool, I paid for the damn ticket myself. I got my tax return back, and I paid for it my damn self so she can go out there. And you telling me this half of the made reservations and
sir,
I mean, what the hell?
Victor, what's your name again?
My name is Vernon.
Okay, Mr. Vernon, sir, I first of all, I do apologize. I'm just a, you know, I'm a clerk here in the reservations, and basically they just got us calling because it's a big weekend, and, you know, if you don't come in, your card will definitely get charged.
Man,
so they got us double check.
You know what? Well, y'all better not charge nothing to my card. Don't charge. Matter of fact, I want to cancel this reservation. She can fall back in it as far as I'm concerned. This is the let her walk up in here right now. Let her walk her up in here right now because, see, this is
okay,
crazy.
Sir, let's slow down a minute. Maybe there's just a mistake here. I mean,
no, man. The honeymoon suite at the No wonder I'm like, she told me she needed $200 for the damn hotel, for the hotel room.
Yeah, well, actually, it's, they must be splitting in here. It's about 400 and something a night for this room.
Excuse me? She didn't pay that much for my damn wedding ring.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, sir, is there any way I can call back and speak to Martina so
you
I can...
I never in life call back to this, okay? Because, see, if you call back here talking about this, because, see, I don't even normally answer this phone, okay? This is her phone. She went to go run an errand for me. But don't you never call this phone back again because, see, she ain't coming to... Not this lifetime, she's not. But, you know what? I want to thank you, though. I appreciate you letting me in on what's up. Yeah, knew it.
Okay. Mr. Vernon, can you slow down some, man? Hang on. Okay? Now, listen, what I have to do is I have to talk to the person that made the reservation in order to cancel it.
You can cancel this right now.
But I need to hear that from Miss Martina that it's canceled.
Trust me, when she get back, she's going to be able to talk to you. You can cancel it now. I'm telling you now, cancel it. It ain't going to be no honeymoon, okay? We've been married for 17 years. We got 4 kids. And I'm sitting back here, cancel it now. I'm telling you to cancel
it. I cannot cancel it without speaking to her.
I tell you what, your best bet is to cancel that because if you put a charge on it, I'm going to drive to and find your. What's your name?
Excuse me?
What's your name?
I'm Brian, sir.
Brian, if there's one charge on my credit card, I will find you.
Okay, sir. Well, let me find you. Do you have Tony's number where I can call him and maybe.
Man, you know what? I'm going to have Tony's number in a minute because I got her phone. I'm going to go through it and find it because this is some. And she's going to be living with Tony. So if you call back here, you're not going to get her because she's going to be over there with that.
Okay, sir. Now, there's one more person that's scheduled on the room.
What? One more person? What are they doing? A threesome?
I'm not sure. Now, I've got another person on scheduled on here.
This can't get no worse. Come on with it.
You want the name of the other person?
I want the name, yes. Come on with it. You told me everything else.
Okay, I got somebody named Nephew Tommy.
Excuse me?
Hey, man.
Get the out of here.
Vernon, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife got me to prank phone call you.
I'm going to I'm going to DNA out there.
The DNA out of
them? Hey, man. Okay, that's who she's been talking to on the phone. Yo. All right. Okay. Yeah, you got me.
Hey, Vernon, I got to ask you, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, man, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is Super Bowl trip. Super Bowl weekend. I encourage anybody going to Vegas this weekend, you might want to stop at Rhino's. I'm just throwing it out.
Did you hear anything your uncle/ mentor just said?
I don't need mentoring. I don't need mentoring on that part.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I think you do.
Speaking of mentoring, how's that going?
Y'all husbands wouldn't.
My husband
would. No. I'm sorry.
What?
I went too far. I caught myself.
If he's going to Rhino's, I don't need to know him.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Today's strawberry letter. Yes, it is. Strippers need love and support, too.
See? Stand up. Treat it like the State of the Union. Everybody up. Strippers need love, too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. If you need help with a situation, if you have a problem in your relationship, you have some issues going on, whatever the situation is, go to SteveHarveyFM.com and submit your strawberry letter. Steve and I could just read your letter on the air and help you out, try to help you out at least with some advice, all right? So here we go with today's letter. Tommy, come on.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, strawberry letter.
I think this is one you're going to like. You like the subject anyway, nephew.
I definitely like the subject.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Say that title nice and smooth for me, would you?
Subject, strippers need love and support, too. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 25-year-old college student. I plan to go to medical school and become a doctor someday. After my last relationship went sour, I didn't think I was going to fall in love ever again. To my surprise, I met someone and fell in love again. He's 41 years old, and I thought we were perfect together. We waited close to a year before we became intimate. However, when I told him of my real occupation, he did not want to be with me. I am an exotic dancer. I told him I'm just doing this right now to support myself while I'm in school. I will be graduating soon. He knows the type of person I am, and he knows how deeply I love him. He said if he was in a position to take care of me financially, he would, and I could stop dancing. Recently, he broke up with me because of jealousy and trust issues. Why is it that men want women to hold them down with love, support, and patience when times are tough, but most men aren't willing to do the same thing for us? Now he wants us to still be friends. I'm not sure where to put him in my life or if he should be in my life at all. I believe in myself and I believe in my dream of becoming a doctor. It saddens me that he isn't willing to stick by me. What should I do? Please help.
Come on.
Okay, well, I applaud the fact that you believe in yourself and I applaud the fact that you believe in your dream of becoming a doctor. Stay in school and please do that and get that done. You sound serious as far as that's concerned, and I'm happy about that. Yeah, it saddens you that he won't stick by you, but, you know, it's a double standard. I mean, I hate to say it, it's just a double standard. We can't do what they do. They don't like us doing what other women do if we are in a relationship with them. I'll put it like that. And usually I would say if he doesn't support you, or more importantly, if he doesn't trust you, you don't need him in your life. But then again, this is very different. It's hard for your man who loves you very much to go along with you dancing exotically, or if you're stripping, what if there's a difference in that in front of other men? I mean, most men, unless they're really, really evolved into something else, I don't know. It's just hard for him to see you, you know, dancing like this in front of other men. You didn't say if you were, you know, what you wore or, you know, whatever, if you're top. Whoa. You didn't say anything like that. You didn't say that. But I'm just saying, your man isn't going to be able to handle
Shirley,
that.
Just
huh?
Let me just say, strippers mean to strip.
Yeah. But she said she was an exotic dancer. She said that in the letter. I'm an exotic dancer. And the subject
keyword
is strippers.
Exotic.
Yeah. Okay.
You remember Prince song?
Which one? Yeah.
Exotic.
Yeah. Exotic.
Okay,
City.
Okay. Erotic.
Yeah. But I'm just saying. So you know that's the issue. He has issues with that. Not the fact that you're trying to earn extra money for school, or not that he doesn't believe in your dream of becoming a doctor, but he's just not going to be with you dancing naked, or topless, or whatever it is in front of other men. He's old school. Steve.
Well, Shirley's exactly right. I mean, she's spot on with her response. it's kind of hard for me to add to this, but let me give you the male perspective here in case that's what you need. If you're a 25-year-old college student and you planning on going to school to become a doctor someday, then let me ask you this question. What does stripping have to do with being a doctor? See, what young people oftentimes fail to realize and remember is that the things you are doing today are going to show up and manifest itself in your future. If you're doing some bad stuff today, it is going to show up and manifest itself somewhere in your future. It always happens. When you develop a criminal record as an 18-year-old, it's over with. You committed it. You did it. You apologized. You got sentenced. You served or you did your community service, whatever. But look, guess what? At 30, you still gonna have to pay for that. That's the problem with all sin. It costs you more than you want to pay and make you stay longer than you want to stay. Little sister, you 25 years old. You trying to tell me there ain't nothing else you could do to become a doctor? Let's just say you complete medical school. Let's just say you get an internship at a big hospital and you all ready to start your career. Somebody at that strip club snuck a phone in and took your picture. All of a sudden, your picture show up somewhere and the people at the hospital see it. Your career as a doctor is done. Done. It's over. And don't think it can't happen because it happens all the time in technology. These dudes got phones. They secretly recording girls while they dancing so they can play it back at the house. Girl, what does being a stripper have to do with you being a doctor? I don't care how good the money is. All money is not good money. You're 25, you're hurting yourself. Now, let's get to the 41-year-old man that you date. Patiently waited you for a year before you got physical with him. Everything going fine till he found out what your occupation was. Ta-da, you don't get it? Why won't men allow us? They expect us. Wait a minute, hold up. Let's just flip the script. Let's just say you met this man and you were in love with him. And then you found out he was a pimp. Let's just say that. Would you stay with him knowing he was a pimp? Let's just say you fell in love with this man and you found out he was a dope boy. Would you stay with him because he was a dope boy and he told you the reason he pimping and the reason he's selling dope is because he gonna be a doctor one day?
Just trying to make extra money, huh?
That's all, and it's good money. I'll be back with a little bit more to try to help.
Y'all don't see it. Y'all don't see it. You'll never see it.
What are you shaking your head for now?
Quit talking to him, Shirley.
Okay. Subject. All right. The subject is strippers need love and support, too. We'll be back with part two of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. Strippers need love and support.
This girl that met this 41-year-old man, she in love with him. He love her. They talking about having a life together. All of a sudden, he finds out what she really does because now she's stripping. Now, you done justified because you an exotic dancer. I told him I'm just doing this right now to support myself while I'm in school. I'll be graduating soon. He knows the type of person I am and how deeply I love him. No. He thought he knew the type of person you were. He didn't know that you were willing to take your clothes off in front of strange men and dance around provocatively. Now, I'm sorry. It ain't ever fitting to be that, listen to me, most men want somebody that belong to them and don't want their woman. Now, look, let me explain something to you. There are examples of women who used to strip.
Yeah.
I think it's easier for a man to accept the fact that you used to strip than it is for a man to accept the fact that you currently strip.
That's a good point.
Everybody got a past in the history. Everybody makes mistakes. Lord knows I done made Good Lord, some. But okay, and forgiveness is in order for most. It's hard to forgive a person who continues to do the thing that they're asking you to forgive them for. Example, you keep crashing my car. I let you use it. You keep crashing it. Every time you come back, you say, I'm sorry. I'll give it to you again, and you crash it again. How many times do you think I'm going to give you my car? Mm. It is easy for a man to forgive the fact that you stripped if you're not stripping anymore. It happens all the time. People have great lives after that. But you are continuing the stripping, wanting him to support you. He will support you. He will not support the stripping. It ain't no why is men always asking. No, that's not the case. But you cannot ask a person to support something that goes against who or what they believe just because that's what you believe. You cannot do it. I'm sorry, sister. And the reason I have no jokes for you right now is because you're 25 and I happen to have four daughters. And I am telling you for real, you are making a tremendous mistake. I don't care what's happening today, 2018. People kill me with that. Time's different. You old school, Steve. Okay, cool. Call it what you want to call it. But it is what it is. And it's not going to change. But like my father always told my sisters, and I never forgot this, he set my sisters down with my two older brothers one day. I was a little boy. He wasn't even talking to me. And I just heard him tell them, listen to me, Mona and Polly, okay? You can't do what I do and still be a lady. That's just the standards.
Oh, man.
You can't do what I do and still be a lady. He said, I'm sorry. He said, I ain't make this up. This is just how it is. And that's how it is, young lady. So keep that in mind. If I were you, I would stop stripping before you lose a man and a potential career, before the stripping gets out ahead of you and you have to pay for it later on.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And don't forget to join me today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook.
Oh, y'all better be glad. Y'all better be glad he was at work today. You hear me?
Oh, who? Yeah. Your Uncle Steve?
Yeah, it'd have been a different answer today.
All right. Oh, boy. All right, Steve, let's move
That's
on.
That's called you ignorant.
Introduce our girl, Cheryl Underwood. She's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cheryl Underwood.
Steve Harvey Morning Show family. I heard what y'all was talking about. I just want to add just one little bit of thing. Mm-hmm. Steve, you was absolutely correct because I remember when I was trying to be a taste kitten. Shirley Scrawberry, don't say nothing.
What is that?
Okay, Taste Entertainment Center on 63rd is a nightclub in Chicago. And remember, they had the Playboy Bunny and the Playboy Mansion. Well, on 63rd in Chicago, they had the Taste Kitten. And everybody wanted to be a Taste Kitten. So, I'm just saying. God let you know what you can't do. I'm pigeon-toed, I'm bow-legged, I'm slew-foot. So I tried to get in the game right over at the family den on Stoney Island. And the Lord let you know you ain't got the talent for this. So go to college and do something with your life. I'm just saying. Steve, you are absolutely right. There are things that you cannot do. And that's not where your skill set is, you know, because Tommy, I had roller skates on. I was baby oil and roller skates. Because I wanted to get that tip money as fast as I could.
Roll, so bounce.
Yes. Just skating around the club, just getting all on dude's suits.
That's what.
Man, this heifer done raked up against me.
Yes.
Get your shiny ass on out.
That's right. Bounce, rock, skate, and roll, baby. I was out there getting that money, snatching them 20s out of people's hands. So, hey, this is what I really want to talk about. I really want us to really get out there, and I want all organizations, and I'm challenging all Greek letter organizations, and Steve, we can do this. Buy out theaters for Black Panther, and then let us bring our children to see, I've said it once, I'm going to say it again, the most money, because the mineral that Iron Man Tony Stark's suit is made out of is from the country that Chadwick Boseman is the king of. I'm glad to see this is happening. Yeah, I said it. Type it in there, girl. The Black Panther is worth $900 billion or some kind of money because the mineral is from the motherland. I'm hoping that this will cause diversity. Why? You can't have undesirable places be as wonderful as the paradise that is seen on Black Panther. So I'm asking all Greek letter organizations, Sigma Zeta Council, everybody, all organizations, nonprofits, buy out theaters, matinees. Let's fill theaters up with children to see Black Panther. And then let's make this the number one movie. Let's make in the first weekend $500 million or more. And like Steve say, check your ticket stub and make sure it's a Black Panther so that you are getting credit for Black Panther. Let's make this the number one movie. I'm going to buy out.
Thank you,
I
Cheryl.
Think the one out in Crenshaw, what is Rave? Is that what it's called? Used to be Magic Johnson Theater. I'm going to buy that out, and we're going to put some children in there free
All
of
right.
charge and give popcorn sir. And candy. Chip in, Tommy. You got the money.
Okay.
All right, Cheryl, thank you so very much.
Thank you,
you know
darling.
We love you, girl.
I love you, too. Roller skates and baseball.
Coming up in 10 minutes, Sister Odell will be in the building.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yes?
Yo, she's here.
Yes, it is. I'm here early. I ain't even had to come up the hall. I just got on in here. I said they must want me, so here me is. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell, how you doing?
Good. Junior boy.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Lord, I'm going to pray for your voice.
Yes, ma'am.
You sound like me when I was 15. Hi, Tommy.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Odell, good morning.
You's a good boy. You takes care of your mother. That's the one thing I say about you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Shirley.
Oh, hello, Sister Odell. You sound so pleasant today.
Well, I'm pleasant today. You know, everything's been going on. I listened the other night to Donald Trump's State of the Emergency Union
State of the Union address, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was going to ask you about that. It's funny you brought that up.
I listened to him. You know, he don't read good off a teleprompter.
No, ma'am.
Laudrey, he just looked like it's a whole strain for him.
Yes, so
and he wouldn't even look over at the Democrats. I guess he didn't care nothing about them since y'all ain't standing and clapping to hell with you.
Right. You know, he likes a lot of love and attention.
And that little white woman, Nancy Pelosi.
Pelosi.
Boy,
yes,
she didn't give a damn nothing he said. He might as well have been up there picking lint off a sweater. Because she didn't lie. I said, if this Judge Judy looking heifer don't make an expression to say something about it. I felt bad for the president.
Mm-hmm. I did, and I was right with
Nancy. I said, boy, that Nancy Pelosi, because she looked just like Judge Judy.
I thought
it was Judge Judy one time.
You did? What did you think about the Congressional Black Caucus with their kente cloth? That was cute. Yeah, they were pretty stone-faced.
Ain't nobody know what that meant, though, but us.
What, the kente cloth?
White folk don't know what kente cloth is.
We the only ones.
They just think it's a set from Burlington.
They got them set from Burlington Coke Factory.
That's the only thing about Burlington now.
Yeah.
They didn't know what that was. I felt so bad. I said, well, they're showing some form of unity.
They got them.
But white folks are saying, well, they must have had a sale at Burlington. Junior?
Junior,
when I'm talking, I don't need no help.
I'm just
got in comedy 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
Longer than that.
Just get your little ass back in your place. Work on your unknown Black history facts.
Yes,
ma'am. Need no help writing no joke from you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You open for me.
I was just laughing.
Okay, I thought you were saying something. If you were just laughing, keep on. I'm sorry. I'm firing off today because I'm touchy.
Yes, ma'am.
What's up?
Well, you know, he got on my nerves, you know.
Oh, the president?
Yeah, he has them lies. American kids is dreamers too. The hell with that DACA. The thing that he said that he African American unemployment rate at the lowest it's been. Well, that caused Obama.
Yes, ma'am.
That had nothing to do with you. You don't care if a black person got a pretzel.
Not the pretzel, though.
Let alone a job.
Yeah. Mm. That's up there.
That's a lot on your mind today, Sister Odell.
I say that?
That's up there with Kanye.
You're right. When he said George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I didn't say that.
No, we know. No. We know.
I think Donald Trump care about black people.
Huh?
What?
You want me to say that?
No. That's why they didn't show up at his speech the other night because of that. Yeah.
I was proud of the black caucus, though. They was unified. And everything, and then some of them just said they wanted to go, and so they could see, so he could see their face not clapping. I mean, wasn't a soul clapping over there. Sometimes they clap when they was talking about building the infrastructure for the company. Everybody clap
for the country.
That was it.
Yeah,
then the rest of the time, I was just looking at Nancy, going, "Lord, fix your face, sweetie.
No.
You ain't even trying."
Sister Odell, they did President Obama, the Republicans, the same way.
Remember when they shouted out, "You lie!"
Good, though.
Oh, it was excellent. Yeah,
his speech,
and he
thought that man could talk.
Yeah,
yes,
this in here can't even read that good. I felt so bad for him. I wanted to go, "Lord, let me help him out."
And we talk about Jay's breathing on the show. President Trump's breathing is heavy. Seems like his mouth gets dry.
That stomach is weighing on his lungs.
Oh, is that
eating cheeseburgers every day at the White House.
All right, yeah. So
that's what they told me. He has cheeseburgers, a Big Mac, some at the White House every day.
Yes, ma'am. You know what? The Super Bowl is this Sunday.
Yes, Lord. I'll be up there. I'm going to Minnesota for it.
Oh, are you really, Sister Odell?
Yeah, I don't go to the game or nothing.
What are you just going?
I'll be up there. You know, I interrupt parties.
Oh, Super Bowl parties?
Yeah, I'm a party buster. I go in and all the tricks and heifers that's up there that came in to sell and make money, I save souls that away.
You messing with them?
Uh-huh. I knock poles down, everything.
Knock poles down.
I got a sledgehammer. If I can't knock it down, I just put a crimp in it. Hard slide down a pole with a crimp in it.
So she the Super Bowl after party crasher.
All that. I go and bust up all them parties. Put your clothes out. You know how the girls are sometimes a slide down the pole with their booty on it? If you put a crimp in a pole, that'll hurt them. You mess around and tear yourself.
You ever been on a pole? Mm.
What?
Wait a minute, hold on.
What
did you get ready to ask me?
Nothing.
He's on one today, Tommy.
I'm sorry.
What did this say?
Okay, I'm going off.
I'm sorry, I slipped.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, get ready. It is that time. She is here with Reality Update.
Well, nephew, let's start off with talking about what's on the gram, Instagram.
Okay.
So did you guys see Kim Kardashian's picture?
Yeah, the topless one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you ain't that? Why you ain't told nobody? Wait a minute.
No, I missed it, Carla. I did.
You saw it, Junior?
I missed it.
Oh, you missed the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm finna get it right now.
Ain't nobody missed these pictures.
you got it.
Oh.
I didn't get it, but I saw it. I mean, she's a beautiful girl.
Right. I just think, I don't know. I love Kim Kardashian. Don't get me wrong. But it's like she's revealing too much now, being a wife and a mother of three.
Yeah,
it's kind of like...
So where was it? I don't care. Look at me.
I'm hot like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like she's on another level, though. She's on another level.
She's gorgeous.
I love Khloe Kardashian. There is no hate from me on the Kardashian girls. But when I saw that picture, I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're revealing a little too much.
Yeah,
right
just
now.
Because you can doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah.
Or you should. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Did you guys? Well,
they're
looking at their phones right now.
I don't know why you're just not telling me this. Let me have my homework out before you do your report.
While they're looking, go ahead, Carla.
Yeah,
crazy.
So we'll
I'm not even. Really, married man?
Yeah. I mean, woo.
Have to remind you.
Ooh.
So hit me up on Lips by Carla. Tell me what you think about.
I'm not in support of the pictures.
Uh-huh.
But I'm looking at the pictures.
Okay. So you think she's revealing too much right now?
Way too much. She married.
Yeah. So it's a married and mom.
And a lot of people remarked about her braids, too.
Yeah. You know, was she on vacation somewhere?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
What's wrong with the braid?
Oh, you know, a lot of people were, you know, saying, you know how that we get into
culture
this thing about, yeah, it's a culture thing about, you know, I guess whites stealing our hairstyles and
signature,
it's okay, but
y'all,
if we wear
now,
it,
y'all,
you know.
Y'all go, that's wrong on this one right here.
The braids doesn't bother me. It was the topless. It was the picture itself about, I just think that she's revealing too much as a mom and a wife right
now. Yeah, her bare naked breasts.
Yeah.
So, I ain't got hot and bothered.
Okay, well, let's just move on, because that's just
which
too much
are beautiful
for me.
Part of a woman, don't get me wrong, but
the human body is.
Yeah, the human
I don't
body.
Even know why we're looking at the braids. Who cares about the braids?
But a lot of people did bring that up as well.
A lot of comments. Yeah. A lot of comments on that. So that's what's trending right now. People were talking about that all week.
Carla, did she say why she did it?
No.
Just hoping she didn't say this was art.
Well, this is art.
Well, no, not when you're standing right, but not when I can see your medicine cabinet.
You got to crop that out. This is art, boy. Don't down this now.
Don't hate. All right, moving on. Here we go. Real Housewives of Atlanta. Let's just move on. Cynthia Bailey, her new boyfriend. Okay.
Will.
Yeah, she's dating this guy, Will. And she told Will that she trusted him. But there are some rumors and stuff out about his behavior, if he still had a girlfriend. But Will said that he was committed to Cynthia, and Cynthia kind of admits she wants to take it a little slow. She just, you know, excuse me, fresh off a divorce from her husband, Peter.
On one of the shows, remember, they mentioned Steve's show.
Yes, and they're saying this guy, Will, was on your show before, Steve, your daytime talk show.
What the hell I got to do with that?
But they did. Candy.
Candy brought it up.
Candy. Mm-hmm. She mentioned it to Cynthia that this guy, Will, had been on your show, talk show, as a dating segment. Uh-huh. As a contestant.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
As a bachelor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
light-skinned brother, kind of bald head.
Yes, that is him. Mm-hmm. That is him.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. So anyway, Eva Marcel, you know her from America's, America's Next Top Model. She was a winner. She is on the show right now. She seems like she's a friend of Nene's on the show. I guess they're going to work her in. But Candy had a big party to celebrate her cover of Essence magazine. Mm-hmm. Candy's on the cover of Essence magazine.
Beautiful cover.
Yeah, she's beautiful. I love Candy. Anyway, at the party, Eva told Nene on the way to the party that Will, Cynthia's boyfriend, this guy that she's dating, was at an event with her and her man, and that he was there with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So all that came out at the party. Will didn't like all of this mess going back and forth. Things got a little heated between him and Eva. So here's my question to you guys. Have you ever dated had a relationship with a significant other that your close friends did not like that person? Because at the end of the day.
Hell yeah.
Because you see what I'm saying? Because Kenya, Nene, and Candy are kind of looking at Cynthia like, see, we didn't like him in the first place. You know, issues like that.
Does he have a girlfriend?
He's saying the timetable, you know, on that is a little off. But we'll see. I guess it'll all play out a little bit more. So what do you guys, Steve, you said yes. You dated someone and your friends didn't like a close friend? What happened?
Man.
Huh?
Dog.
You still dated her, right?
It was a disaster, man. It was a disaster. Well, they were right.
You should have listened to her.
Yeah, I ignored it. Mm-hmm. They were 100% right, and I ignored it.
Wow. What about you, Junior?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What happened?
Tommy told me not to date the girl.
Whoa.
Tommy told you? Uh-oh. Tommy giving out advice? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it was good advice.
It was good advice. I mean, I'm just sitting here with the...
Listen to me. If Tommy tell you stay away from a girl, you need to run.
Yeah. But here I am. I just started. Yeah, I was young. I just started, and I'm just in here making excuses for the girl. You don't understand her. She talked to everybody like that.
How was she talking to
people? Yeah, everybody face. You know, just going around, just
like
real friendly. Yeah, that's her thing.
So Tommy was right about it.
He said, dog, you need to stop dating.
I think we've all had that.
He had just started doing comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This happened to me. What about
you,
Shirley?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I dated him anyway. My mom told me.
Yeah.
You know, dated him anyway, and
yeah, I did too.
Didn't end well.
Yeah.
Got a divorce.
Yeah. I was engaged and all that. That's allegedly. That was allegedly.
That's allegedly.
That's allegedly. All right. Hit me up on Lips by Carla. Tell me if you've been in that situation where close friends didn't like your significant other. Let me know the outcome in Lips by Carla. We
got
to go. What's
you got any
nephew?
More pictures of Kim? Yeah. Is that the only one?
Reality update. We'll be back in 20 after.
Yeah. Allegedly.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. Here we go. The day of love, Valentine's Day, is only a few weeks away now. So couples everywhere are making plans to celebrate this love holiday. But you don't have to shell out major cash for an expensive gift, or you don't have to go out to a crowded restaurant for an overpriced dinner for two on February 14th. You don't have to do that now to show your love. Sex therapist Isaiah McKimmy suggests these tips for streaming things, These tips for steaming things up in the bedroom on Valentine's Day. Okay? You guys listening?
I'm listening. Come on.
We listening.
All right. They say put some effort into planning, okay? Think about what you might want to try in the bedroom or what you want to wear. You know, don't just go all willy-nilly with it. Plan something.
Ain't we going in the same room?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you do whatever you want to do in the bedroom? Do you get a chance to do whatever you want to do?
Well, I can't get too ignorant in there. I mean,
oh, you sound scared. Are you afraid?
No, I know when I can pull back now. Now she listening to this, him. No, I can't just get it in and just get to acting too crazy. I mean, I can't have my wife hanging from no damn ceiling fan or nothing. What did y'all ask?
He was your uncle.
Yeah. I don't know where you got the ceiling fan from. Ain't nobody said nothing about no damn ceiling fan.
I mean, I can't have the fireplace on and have her head in there and the rest of her hanging out the back.
Now you're going to burn her?
She's looking back at me, telling me it's getting hot in here. I can't.
You draw the line.
There's some things I can't do.
Right, okay.
You know, we just start working out that new bed where both sides go up and down. We just start figuring that part
mattresses.
Out.
Because yeah. I still had the one with a whole mattress.
Yeah, see, she didn't like that. Yeah. Sent that back.
My husband don't like it either.
I hope that answers your question, Uncle Steve. She also suggests, the sex therapist, build up the excitement on Valentine's Day. Research has shown that women who engage in sexting with their partner during the day are more likely to reach orgasm during sex in the evening.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What's been going on in the morning that we can't get to it?
It's called work.
I'm talking about before
kids,
we... If we
kids,
it's called
life.
Getting the kids ready.
Yeah. Right, all
it's
of that.
It's called packing lunches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called, showering, brushing teeth.
Right. Let's take these showers at night. They already know how to brush their teeth in the morning. Make
if
these
they
lunches.
Like it better at night, what is the wrong with the night?
Because the morning makes the rest of my day go better.
Oh, this is about you.
Everybody don't want you in your breath on them in the morning.
Not everybody.
Dragon. and
you ever said something to your girl early in the morning? She snatch her head away.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
When you know. Okay, my bad.
All right. It also here's another. It says take your time. Okay, when it's finally time, to get it in, don't rush things. Take your time. The sex therapist advises spending at least, guys, listen to this, guys.
Hello.
Spending at least. What do you say, Tommy?
I know where my number is.
What? Foreplay. How much time, guys?
Oh, that about 2 minutes. That we do
two
that.
2 minutes,
part.
Junior.
No.
30?
No.
How
Steve?
Long?
I think it's a 45-minute ordeal to an hour.
Wow. Oh, that I didn't
well,
already
you know,
reach
I'm talking
about
okay,
everything.
Okay,
Junior's the closest.
I'm talking about all the way down to it. I'm just trying to, I incubate mine.
Oh.
Maybe? I get mine. I had a brawler on.
Wow.
When it's time to go in, I had a brawler on. Y'all young. Y'all kids.
Is you trying to have
Jimmy
a baby?
And Tommy.
What are you trying to do?
2 minutes and all this here.
That's timing.
See, that's timing.
I'm 30.
No, if we
Junior
go.
Junior 30. He got 25 minutes in him. Well, I incubate mine.
Well, she's saying 20 minutes. And you know what? We need to stop it right here because we need to come back. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right.
An hour?
Yeah, we're right in the middle of the Valentine's Day tips to make your Valentine's love night go well. You don't have to spend a lot of money.
Foreplay is not every time, Tommy.
I'm just saying, if I do foreplay for an hour, I done already reached it. Ain't no, I can't do nothing
but
for you.
But I'm talking about you.
Tommy, foreplay is more than just... I'm talking about sitting in front of the fire where she got that outfit on that you begged for. You sitting over there, got some silk pajamas on, no shirt. And then, you know, y'all over there, you know, dropping stuff in each other's mouth, grapes and chocolate and pouring stuff on it and taking it off without no spoons and all this here.
All right now.
I'm talking about all this here, Tommy. I'm talking about while the fireplace is going. Then you work your way down out the chairs. Next thing you know, y'all in the flow. The music is going. I got some candles lit up in here. And I'm just putting in this work, man. This just real work. Because I know it's going to pay off in the end.
Well, wait a minute, though. Y'all still got nice pajamas and lingerie?
What are you talking about?
Jackie got a whole warm-up when she come to bed. It's like a warm-up suit damn near. What is?
Well, see, they have all them had that, Tommy. All them had that hunting outfit.
And she's listening to the show, crazy.
That hunting outfit.
Yeah, it's a hunting outfit. Camouflage pants, back the thick wool socks.
Because we get cold. Yeah.
That ragged-ass rag on your head that you've been wrapping it up on. Got sulfur eight and Glover's mane.
We washed it.
You're not on the stage doing your stand-up right now.
And why we can't have a satin pillowcase like that?
Did I touch a nerve?
Yeah, you touched one.
You heard me, Steve.
You're not on the stage
right
doing
now.
That.
And we washed the scarf, okay? Anyway, the sex therapist says...
But once a week, though.
The sex therapist says 20 minutes, by the way.
20 minutes of foreplay.
The youngest one on the show was the closest.
Yeah, but mine don't go like that.
I know.
I ain't 20 minutes either.
How does yours go?
I usually go in and say, you ready? You ain't ready? Okay, I'll be back.
Going.
Hey, you ready? You ain't ready? Okay, cool. When that go off, all right, I'll be here.
My whole ordeal, 17 minutes. Everything.
Start to finish? Foreplay, everything?
17, back to the remote on 18. Done.
Eating a sandwich.
Still watching Law & Order.
Wow. Okay, man, get out there. Dun, dun. What's that you pouring on, Is that chocolate or something?
Your different melted foods.
See, I ain't got that right.
You know, and don't just think chocolate. You know, you got to expand. You got to get off into the caramels and the butterscotches and stuff like that.
Oh!
I ain't even say nothing to you. Did you catch that he got chills and stuff in his room?
Tommy.
You ain't catch that? Did y'all slide on down the chair?
He got a fireplace.
All that. I caught all that.
Hold up, dog. Wait.
I love these two.
You ain't got a chair and a fireplace in your bedroom?
I ain't got no fireplace.
The hell is you calling it a chateau for?
Oh, I got the fireplace. I just wasn't going to tell you about it.
Oh, my goodness.
What did you call it, chateau for?
I got the fireplace. I wasn't going to tell you about it.
Here's another tip from the sex therapist. She says, try something new. For couples who really, really want to spice things up, try something like a blindfold or something.
Nah, I need to see what's going on right here. No. I just see it coming.
I got handcuffed one time.
What?
In my life. If you want to hear about it, we can come back.
Yes!
Where's the key?
All right. Steve's handcuff stories when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. All right, Steve, last break of the day. Just one more thing. You were going to tell us about your handcuff story. We were talking about
Valentine's Day, too. I was young.
Valentine's
I was in my
day
20s. I got out of college. I met this girl at this job I had.
Don't forget you got to do closing remarks.
Well, I might not make it.
Yeah, because you're going
depending
there.
On how deep
this is closing. Come on.
And took me a while to convince her to go out with me. Finally, when I went out, we had dinner about 6-7 times. I'm sitting there. I'm pouring it on thick as I can, man. I got this girl. This girl going, oh, my God, this guy's the one. I didn't really know who I was pouring it on to.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept pouring it on. Mm-hmm, you know, when I'm with you, my heart matters. And my heart ain't mattered to me in so long. You actually make my heart matter.
Wow, that sounds
Girl, you don't even understand. I had it going on. One evening, she said, you have got to come over. Want you to leave. I said, this is it. Finally got here. Thank you, Lord. Go by there. We get through having dinner and showered up and everything. Thing getting a little crazy up in here. So she said, I got some been just a fantasy of mine to do with you. I got these handcuffs. The handcuffs had fur on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think nothing of it. So she said, I'm going to just handcuff you. I said, now, you know, just for a little bit because I don't like being handcuffed.
Right.
She said, I would never hurt you. This heifer handcuffed me, but inside the damn fur was metal.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurt.
I mean, really?
So now I'm handcuffed. As soon as she handcuffed, she changed.
What do you mean she changed?
So I said, hey, babe, let me do this right here. Put the key in my other hand. She took the key and threw it behind the dresser.
Uh-oh.
I said, oh, hell, we got damn problem now.
Yeah, you're right.
I got boxer drawers on with the lips on them. You know, I had these boxer drawers. I thought they were sexy. I found them, had the lip prints on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they had the kisses all over
the
drawers?
Yeah, right. Carla. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm sitting up in here, man. Shirley, I don't know where you're going with this, but
that's what I think of.
That ain't what it was. These
He's
drawers
sweating.
Just had some lips on. Wasn't no lips by Carla.
Well, it need to be.
Come on with the story, huh?
Come on back to the story.
I'm in here, man, and I just heifer threw this key behind the dresser.
Uh-huh.
And she turned around, all of a sudden, she looked evil. I said, well, this ain't right. And she said, I'm finna show you something.
Uh-oh.
And she took her teeth and started tearing the drawers off. And I'm scared because there's too much teeth. What is you biting for? Hold up. This heifer was gnawing on me. I'm talking about. She eating me damn near alive. I mean, she just taking like what she said. I'm just going to do little nibbles. But I don't like that. I don't like bite.
Oh.
So I'm in here flinching.
Uh-huh.
And she got this little wrought iron little bed, kind of wrought iron, and I'm on the bars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm snatching every time she bite. I'm snatching because I'm real convulsing.
It's uncomfortable.
So every muscle in my body done locked up now.
Wow.
I'm skinny as hell back then. I ain't got no fat, so you biting muscle.
Hate a chip.
Skinny ass muscle. I'm just in here flinching. Uh-huh. And that's all I'm doing. And she said, why don't you act like a man?
Uh-oh. That'll do it right there.
So I'm trying to get my hands out the cuffs. My arms is so cut up from trying to snatch. Finally, man, I just couldn't take it no more. I just pulled hard as I could, and I bent the bar so far back that it popped out the little hole in the top. I had one hand free, but I got a piece of bed in my hand.
What?
I'm trying to beat this heifer off me because this heifer ain't trying to stop. Let me do what I've been wanting to do. That's a fantasy of mine. This heifer screamed.
That's what happened. You lay it on thick. That's what happened.
Uh-huh. I said, okay, cool. Finally, man, got enough strength. She rolled off. I got my other hand over there by the bar and just pulled hard as I could and broke the bedpost on that side and got my hand up off that bar. You'd have seen my skinny naked ass trying to bend over behind that dresser to get that damn key.
Because you knew the key was back.
So when I bent over the dresser, reaching for the key, she say, I want to do something else to you. I turned around and said, hold up. When I'm bent over like that,
we don't do
nothing else right here. I'm just trying to get this damn key. I can't put my drawers on because she done ate them off.
If you don't bend over, you stoop. You squat.
Dog, I'm trying to get this key, Tommy.
Man.
I finally got that key, man. Got them cuffs off. It didn't take me no time to dress because I ain't got no drawers no more.
He didn't bit them off. They gone.
Dog, we at work the next day. I couldn't even look at her ass.
Can't make eye contact.
Oh, you worked with her. Wow.
Yeah, she was on my job.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I love it.
Closing remarks.
No, that was
how much
that
time
was
my God. That might be it.
Them was love remarks, Shirley. Them was closing love
I'm
remarks.
Just messing with it. Wow, yeah, Steve, so, you've had some experiences.
Yeah, I've had a full life.
Yes.
This 61 been packed.
Oh, man.
My 61 been packed.
How many full-blown relationships are? How many
full-blown? 78.
no wonder he ain't got no problem sitting in the backyard smoking a cigar. I'm good.
Yeah. He did everything.
That's why, look, man, when people tell me, man, we're going to go to strip club, we're going to do this. Nah, I'm good, man.
Yeah. Aren't we glad we didn't have social media when we were coming up?
I wouldn't be on the radio. I wouldn't be on here.
Well, I wouldn't have a career.
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey,
thank
you,
Lord. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We'll let you get away with it. It's Thursday.
It is Thursday. Uh-huh.
Talking about that night at Georgia.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.